This goes to Dr. Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Mildred Van Acker, capital V-A-N, like November, capital A-C-K-E-R, date of birth 2/5/1931. Dear Dr. Downer, this is a consultation for Mrs. Van Acker, who was sent for evaluation of progressively increasing creatinine levels. She has also been seeing Dr. Kirby for chronic UTIs, and she's been on antibiotic treatment as well as antibiotic prophylaxis. She's been on Macrobid recently on Cipro, and she just finished a course of Cipro, 500 milligram twice a day. And now she's on low-dose Bactrim, single strength, one a day for prophylaxis. She does have dementia and does live with her daughter, Anne. Her daughter actually lives with her in the patient's home. But she does require care, 24-hour care and transportation, and she is being lifted by a Hoyer lift, and she's in a wheelchair today. Her daughter is able to be the historian for us today. She's currently not complaining of any nausea or vomiting, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea or cough. She occasionally complains of back pain and hip pain, but she has stopped using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs with the increasing creatinine levels. And she does use Tylenol as well as Norco very rarely for pain. Past medical history is significant for dementia, aortic stenosis, congestive heart failure, chronic UTIs, hypertension, a history of hypokalemia, currently normal levels, a hyponatremia, also normal, hypomagnesianemia, edema of lower extremities, macular degeneration, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, she had a cardiac catheterization in January of this year, also carpal tunnel release, cataract removal bilaterally, a cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, a distal pancreatectomy and splenectomy for benign pancreatic tumor in 2012. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes, she does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and retired housewife and currently lives with her daughter, Anne. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and her mother is deceased from tuberculosis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to aspartame, lisinopril, morphine, verapamil, and red dye. Medications, hydralazine 3 times a day, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril daily, Norvasc 2.5 milligram daily, metoprolol extended release 25 milligram daily, potassium chloride 20 mil equivalent daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, Zofran 4 milligram as needed for nausea. She uses that one tablet about twice a week. And Tylenol is 650 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets daily as needed for pain. A stool softener as needed. Sodium chloride tablets 1 gram once daily. Vitamin D3 daily, vitamin B12 daily, Preserve Vision AREDS2 daily, Cranberry daily, Slow Iron tablet daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Bactrim single strength 1 daily, and Norco 5/325 1 daily as needed for severe pain. Physical examination, height is 65 inches, last weight was 204 pounds. That was April 11th of this year. Pulse is 72 and blood pressure 140 over 70. Left forearm, normal adult size cuff. Neck is supple, no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without derails, wheezes, or effusion. She does have a grade 2 over 6 aortic murmur. Regular rate, no rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. She is sitting in a wheelchair, so it's difficult to palpate liver and spleen. Actually, no spleen is present. I don't palpate enlarged liver, though. Extremities, she does have a trace of ankle edema, worse on the left, minimal on the right. No pedal edema. Pedal pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally, 2 to 3 second capillary refill. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done August 26th, actually 9-2 of 2022. Creatinine was 1.8, estimated GFR of 27. August 26th, creatinine was 2.0 with GFR 24. 7-19-22, creatinine 1.6, GFR 31. 3-22-22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 33. 121 of this year, creatinine 1.29, GFR 36, 12-14-21, creatinine 1.1, GFR 48, 9-14-21, creatinine 1, GFR 48, 4-28-21, creatinine 1.2, GFR 43, 4-12 of 21, creatinine 1, GFR 53. Glucose 9-2 of 22 was elevated at 178. Electrolytes are normal, 826-22. Albumin low at 3.1. Calcium is 8.4. Pro-BNP was 4,370. And 7-19 of 22, albumin low at 2.8. 322-22. Albumin is also low at 3.2. And urinalysis done 3-3 of 22, 1 plus protein, negative for blood, but this was a UTI with bacteria and too numerous to count white blood cells. And hemoglobin is most recently 13.4. White count was elevated at 16.6. Platelets were normal. And we have a CT of the abdomen and pelvis done 5-1 of 22. That showed fatty infiltration of the liver. She's had a distal pancreatectomy and a splenectomy. Kidneys appeared normal in this scan. And she had a kidney ultrasound on 7-14 of 22. Right kidney is 10.2, left kidney 10.4. No hydronephrosis, no stones, no cysts. Bladder was moderately distended with a diverticulum in the ultrasound, possible at diverticulum, and some thickening. Dr. Kirby then did a cystoscopy, and that was 8-22 of 22. That showed no stones, no tumors, no diverticula. And 3-3 of 22, she had a CT scan of the abdomen and chest, and that showed some thickening of the gastric fungus, which may indicate gastritis. We also have an echocardiogram. The last one was done 3-23 of 21, showed dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, 55-60% ejection fraction, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. She had severe aortic stenosis with mild to moderate regurgitation and mildly elevated pulmonary artery pressure. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, slightly improved creatinine on 9-2, but we suspect it may be antibiotic use that is affecting the creatinine level, especially the Bactrim. So we've asked the patient to stop the Bactrim currently and stay off it for at least a week. Then we want to repeat all our labs within 7 days. She's not going to take any more non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll use only Tylenol and Norco if needed. Hopefully we can, if she needs antibiotic prophylaxis for recurrent or chronic UTIs, a different antibiotic could be chosen, not Bactrim, not Macrovit at this point. And we will be doing monthly labs for her. And she's going to have a follow-up visit within the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.